Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll have Ross on.
I've been here.
Ross is here. We didn't hit the right button. Ross, how are you today?
Can you hear me?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I just had someone ask me six times if I was here, and I said six times in a row, I am here.
We're breaking in a new producer, Ross, and he's still learning the game. All right, but let's
get to it. Okay.
All right, you, my friend, you wrote a column. You're in love with Wentz now, aren't you, Ross?
Well, I always have been. I have been since I did his junior year of college FCS championship game against Illinois State when he came from behind to win that game. It was really, really impressive. And even talking with him the next year, you know, I think people forget this, Angelo. The next year, okay, he hadn't played in 2 months. He had missed 8 games. And he finally got cleared to come back for the championship game. And he didn't have to play. I mean, he was already going to be a high pick coming off a broken wrist. And I said to him, you know, you haven't played in 2 months. If you go out there and really don't play well, I mean, that's not going to help your draft stock. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I thought about that, but I want to be with my teammates. I want to try to win a championship. I want to play one more game of college football. He's just so darn likable. And that's the thing that I talked about in my article. I mean, it's not just the crazy plays he makes like he did against the Cowboys the other night, which was awesome. It's also what he does off the field and just how he handles himself. I mean, I've never experienced this. You should see, Angelo, I mentioned in the article that I've had a Cowboys fan say, I hate the Eagles, but darn, I kind of like that Wentz guy. And a Giants fan say, I hate the Eagles, but I can't be mad at them this year with what Wentz is doing. I put that in my story that I know you read. When I posted on social media, I can't believe how many fans of other teams said, yeah, me too. I love that kid. Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't remember another guy where it's like everybody that is an NFL fan. There's literally nobody who doesn't like Wentz other than the Browns fans because they're so upset that they didn't take him.
All right, well, here's the thing, though, Russ. I agree with absolutely everything you said. If people want to read the column, how can they get the column, Russ?
Well, it's at sportsonearth.com or just right. I post it multiple times on my social media. Perfect. Twitter's at Ross Tucker NFL and Facebook is facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL.
This is like no other quarterback in that way in all the years we've been here, Russ. There are weeks when we barely mention Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
This week, when you think of all the heroes that are in that game Sunday night, he wasn't even in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine with him. Like, they won the game on the ground in the second half. That's how they won that football game. And you know what, Ross? There's not – you can tell. Like, he's not looking at his stat sheet after the game going, wow, he didn't even pass for 200 yards. That's unusual for a quarterback because you got to have a big ego to be a big star, don't you?
He doesn't seem to have it. It's really strange. I mean, even last week, when he tweeted at the start of the week, rivalry week
–
I mean, he's almost too good to be true. I mean,
Yes. Well,
I've never seen an NFL quarterback tweet rivalry week with, like, the hashtags and the logos. I mean, it's like he's in high school or maybe college. It's like, I think part of why he's so likable, Angelo, is the NFL is a tough, unforgiving business, and it's like – he hasn't figured that out yet. You know, it's like he's still such a newbie that he's still like, hey, this is awesome. It's like we're in high school and college again playing football. Like, he hasn't been beaten down by the realities of the NFL. And I hope he keeps that as long as he can because it's very refreshing.
You are suggesting to us inevitably it will grip him. At some point, he will have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, he'll have some struggles. And, you know, in Philly, Angelo, the sports talk radio hosts are just brutal, you know. So
Al is not they'll me, just Al's been shooting cheap shots at people for decades.
I just can't believe I would not allow him to chop block again, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
When is it going to be, by the way? Wait, like – When's it going to be, Angelo, when you guys start to get down on him? I mean, it's going to be.
I don't think it'll be. I don't anticipate it.
Lost
honestly,
in the Super Bowl, Ross.
First of all,
you know how that works.
I'm losing a body part like every 6 months now, Ross. I won't be here that much sooner. But I love this guy. Of all the reasons you said in your column, he is almost too good to be true. And here's the next part of it, Ross. So is the rest of the team. I mean, how many different weapons are they rolling out every week? How are you supposed to prepare? They have four running backs who are all making an impact simultaneously. That's the magic of this team from our perspective. Tell me what you think.
Well, I was looking at this, Angelo, and I think that if you just looked at rosters and said, which roster is better, like how many guys for your team would start for our team, et cetera, I really think that the two best rosters in the NFL both reside in the state of Pennsylvania, going back to Pittsburgh, Paulie.
Yeah.
You know, both. I mean, it really does. I mean, because it's crazy. Like in the AFC, I think there's only five or six guys for the Patriots that would even start for the Steelers. But, you know, you got Brady and Belichick. In the NFC, what's so amazing about what the Eagles are doing is what they're getting from Mac Hollins and Vitae and Corey Clement. And the depth they have now when they get these guys like Darby back and Ajayi. I mean, their second DNs, Derek Barnett and Chris Long, are better than at least half the starting DNs in the NFL.
Hey, Ross,
this team is built to win the Super Bowl, and it's built to be in the mix really for a while, Angelo.
Ross, I wouldn't ask this of any other guest ever but you. There is a staggeringly beautiful blonde standing in front of us who's a big Eagle fan. Can I just put her out? She's got to catch a flight, but I just want to ask her a couple of things. Do you mind waiting just 1 second?
No, go for it.
Yes, I guess what happened? I don't know what happened to Ross, but Ava, who do you have there?
All right, Angelo, I have Joe with me, and Joe is this beautiful blonde. Right. She was actually running. She's running
she's
a little
stunning.
Late to her flight. She said, we got to get her going. She is everything you want as a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
She is?
She listens to our show. I ran up to her, and she goes, Ava Graham, and I said, she's like, I love you guys. And I just went by. She was looking for, who are you looking for here today? Because you're Canadian, right?
Keith Jones.
Keith Jones, you
He's
find
not
him,
here.
Do you find him appealing? Do you, Joe?
No, you are, Ange. I'm all about you.
Not the first time I've heard it, but thank you. Joe, what about the Eagles do you love so much?
Oh, I'm rabid. I know everything about every player. I'm insane. I listen to this station all day long. I run my own company, and I sit there and listen to WIP all day.
Oh, nice. She runs her own company, too. We were just talking about the perfect quarterback.
Yes.
We got the perfect fan.
She is.
Look at her. Please.
I could be your quarterback's mother.
She doesn't look it. She is stunning.
My mother,
so cool.
29, correct?
Exactly.
Yes.
God, you're good.
Give her a
You're
fine
a genius.
Pretzel.
Right,
so here is a fine free three pretzels from Philly Soft Pretzel Factory, though I think that it doesn't look like you eat them. You look gorgeous, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Ross, you would understand that if you saw that woman.
I'm totally fine with it. I'm a little disappointed. I thought maybe she wanted to ask me a question. I was like,
she was a little rushed, she was Ross, this is what happened. Even like guys like me get to talk to women like that when it's the Eagles as the topic. This city, you live here. Is this comparable to any other year that you can remember in fan excitement?
Wow, that's a good question, because I think even when you go back to, you know, when they had Randall or 2001 through 2000, I don't remember. You know why? I think people are more excited this year because, number one, they have the best record. Number two, it was pretty unexpected. Like, I got to tell you, Angelo, you usually give me a lot of credit and you say, Ross, you know what you're talking about. I told you before the year that the Eagles had the worst corners in the NFL. Mm. I was wrong, man. I was wrong.
Wow.
Like, I'll admit when I was wrong, holy cow. I mean, it's like Patrick Robinson. When I tell you he was god-awful in the preseason and training camp, he was terrible. Now he's locking up Cole Beasley in the slot. I mean, I got to give Schwartz a lot of credit for that. I have no idea how it happens where guys that I saw with my own eyes were not good at football are now good at football for the Eagles. It's unbelievable.
But here's the thing, right? You work with Steve Fezzik. You do a podcast with him. And this guy's a Vegas guy. And Steve was the first guy, Ross, who said, no, you have a Super Bowl team there. You live here. You must have thought he was nuts when he said it, right?
Yes, I was very surprised because of what we talked about, especially with the corners. I didn't think everything would come together this well. The issue, though, Angelo, and why every game is so important, if you look at the NFC, whoever ends up being the two wild cards, Carolina, Atlanta, Seattle, like those are teams that theoretically could beat the Eagles. It is vitally important that they at least get a bye, and really home field advantage would be huge, which is why it's a major bummer that the Redskins couldn't do us a favor and seal that game against the Saints. I mean, up 15 with 3 minutes left, that would have been huge to give us some breathing room between us and the Saints.
That was horrible. Ross, Eagles and Bears Sunday. Anything we should be worried about?
No, I mean, not unless, you know, there's some type of food poisoning or something. I mean, no, you know.
No,
I mean, the Bears run the ball pretty well. I will say this. Watch this in the game, okay?
Yep.
Watch the difference between the Bears' number two overall pick in the draft quarterback. Now, he's a rookie, but still. Mitch Trubisky and the Eagle. Now, I think Trubisky has a chance.
Yeah.
But just when you're watching, think – these guys were both taken number two overall, and just watch how much of a difference it is and enjoy.
Great comparison. Ross Tucker, the best thing going on around here. Ross, talk soon. We'll see you. Have a great
Thanksgiving. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah,
happy
take care, everybody.
Thanksgiving to Ross Tucker. Ladies and gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.